Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Maria Perez. Maria Perez was accompanied to the evaluation by a friend named Rafael Velez, V-E-L-E-Z, to help serve as a translator. Period. According to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, Ms. Perez is a 49-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 2/9/22. But at that time, she got hurt with a vacuum cleaner, and the next day was coming down the steps, and her knee made a cracking noise. Period. She did not fall on either occasion. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of arthritis. Period. She did undergo meniscus surgery on 6/29/22 by Dr. Tom Tucker. Period. She is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Perez alleged she was struck with a vacuum on 2/9/22, suffering injuries to her left leg and knee. Period. Treatment records show she was seen by nurse practitioner Kozuba, K-O-Z-U-B-A, on 2/11/22. Period. She reported she was cleaning a room using the vacuum when the vacuum fell back and hit her on the left knee. Period. There was no pain at the time, and she was able to finish working. Period. However, she now had 10/10 pain in the left knee, with no relief from Tylenol. Period. She was utilizing a wheeled walker and not bearing weight. Period. Her daughter was also present with a pair of crutches. Period. Maria denied previous injury, arthritis, or surgery to the knee. Period. She was examined and referred for x-rays of the knee. Period. She participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. She followed up with Pivot on site through 4/6/22. Period. She underwent an MRI of the knee on 4/5/22 to be inserted. Period. On the visit of 4/6/22, Dr. Lukasiewicz wrote, the MRI showed some chronic and degenerative changes, but these were pre-existing and do not correlate with the mechanism of the vacuum falling and hitting her knee. Period. She was advised to follow up with her primary care physician and was cleared to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. She wore shorts, facilitating clinical exam. Period. Inspection revealed atrophy of the left thigh and a heel 1 3/4 inch longitudinal scar inferior to the patella. Period. There were other portal scars superior to the patella. Period. Motion of the left knee was variable. Period. She actively avoids putting it in full extension, but it was able to be placed in -5 degrees of extension when distracted. Period. There was full flexion of the left knee without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips, ankles, and right knee were full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Many muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted left quadricep strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. She was tender to palpation of the left prepatella area and medial joint line, but there was none on the right. Period. Knee maneuver, she had a positive Apley's compression maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Thoracic normal lumbosacral. She ambulated with an antalgic gait on the left using a cane in the right hand, but not in sync with her gait. Period. She was able to walk on her heels, but not her toes. Period. She changed positions in an exaggeratedly slow manner and was able to squat and rise. period impressions on 2922. Maria Perez was reportedly struck in the left knee by a vacuum that tipped over. The next day, she was seen at Pivot on site. And was initiated on conservative care for a contusion. Appeared to participate in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. She underwent an MRI on one, scratch that, on 4/5/22 to be inserted. Appeared to return to Pivot on 4/6/22 when nurse practitioner Soria, S-O-R-I-A, noted these revealed chronic and degenerative changes. Pritchie opined symptoms were pre-existing and did not correlate with the mechanism of injury. Period. She was advised to follow up with a primary care physician. Pritchie evidently did so and then went on to have surgery on the knee by Dr. Tucker. Period. We are not in receipt of the operative report or any further follow-up notes. Period. New paragraph. The current exam of Ms. Perez found there to be guarded range of motion about the left knee. Period. She had an antalgic gait on the left. Period. There was at least borderline atrophy of the left thigh musculature. Period. She had a positive Apley's compression maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Period. New paragraph. There is 5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg, regardless of cause. Period. I would appreciate the opportunity to review her operative report to confirm my impressions. Period. End.